Let's do the whole piece to make Yosef happy, but we're still gonna have to go ahead and define each part. The Svar is not gonna change even if we do the second part, okay? But this is obviously a very difficult piece of Gemara. I imagine you guys were struggling. Yeah. Not this. No, this is difficult. This is difficult. It's difficult. How do you make headway? How do you make headway in this area if you're a conceptual guy? Right? It's not easy. Good. I'm just saying it's challenging. Okay, Sean. So start again from Ella im ratza konis tzok shelo bonev ose chazis. Levar. Okay, so what is a chazis, right?
It's a bend going on bending of the corner on the
right, so what's the key though? The key is that it goes to the neighbor. Okay, so again, what's the purpose of a chazis, right? Identification, right? To let you know, this was not a shutfin wall. Okay, well, that's right. Well, certainly it's not a shutfin wall. That's the key, right? So I'm building it on my side, but as like to make sure that the other guy knows that I built a wall, not my neighbor, I put the chazis on. So where does it go, right? By the way, again, what you should originally ask yourself is, what I would say is, who cares where it goes? Why should it even matter, right? In other words, first of all, you could say if it's on my property, it should be sufficient. But the Gemara is saying that for some reason we should care about this chazis of the Mishnah says so. Okay, why? Okay, so now you have two. Now the Gemara first says I should go facing my neighbor, meaning we'll call that the outside. Okay, the outside of the wall. That's where the chazis should go. Okay. What are you asking a question for? Let me finish the Gemara. Yeah. Benavid Milagov, right? Okay, so now what does that mean? So the Gemara says, why do it there? Why not? Inside. Okay, so I think someone mentioned yesterday, is the Gemara slanting us to think that that's a better option? Whereas when the Gemara asks this question, there's two ways you could formulate this question, okay? Not to be hyper-specific. You could either formulate the question in a way where the Gemara is saying, why pick A over B, meaning A and B are equal? Or the Gemara could be saying, well, really, it should have gone on the inside, but what we're going to do is we're going to put it on the outside. I'm just saying, at this point, there are two logical ways you can go. You could say that really they're the same, and the Gemara just wants to know why you picked A over B. The other way to learn is to say that, no, maybe the inside is superior, but there's some other reason why we don't put it on the inside. Okay? Just be aware. Just think about that. That's something to keep in mind. So what does the Gemara say? Ovid. Milavar. Okay. So what's he going to do? So I'll tell you why you don't put it on the inside. Because then what the guy can do is he can put his own chazis on the outside, right? And then what he'll say is this is a shutfin wall, right? So he could, whatever the function of the chazis is, he's going to destroy it because he'll build his own chazis. And now, what's one chazis plus one chazis? No chazis, right? Now it's a shutfus wall. Okay, that seems pretty reasonable. All right, now, the Gemara later on is going to get into why do we start caring about liars. We'll get to that. But the point is that right now, that seems reasonable. You want to remove that chashash. Okay, yeah. So, ihachi. Okay, so if you're going to go down the road of suspecting your neighbor of acting in a bad way, meaning that he will add his own chazis, well then, if I go ahead and, if I build it on the outside, facing my neighbor, what can my neighbor do? Knock it down. So now we're at the original point, back to the drawing board, right? Meaning that if you're worried about, if the whole concern is about your neighbor being a Russia, so it doesn't matter which side the chazis is on, either way, he can work it out so that the wall comes off as being, in my simple way of learning, a shutfus wall. Okay? So what's the Gemara's final answer? Gizuza. Which means what? Right. So if the chazis comes off the wall, if I put the chazis facing my neighbor and he takes it off, so when I go ahead and I look at the wall, I'll say, wow, well, all these stones are smooth, but over there, there's a scored area in the wall. There's a clear crevice, whatever it might be. There's evidence that there was a chazis there. Now, of course, the problem now is, What was the Havamina then? Meaning, why did the Gemara have to take us down this whole train of thinking? The Gemara could have just said all along, stick it on the outside, because if the neighbor would try to take it down, there'd be evidence of it.
Right. So why would you ever say on the inside?
Right.
I think it's going back to what you said before. If there's a skill in here,
Amar
Rav
Huna, Mikhtar the Karni.
Okay, so Rav Huna comes along. Now, this is a little bit different. Okay, so what do you do? So what it called? So michva lekarna milagav. What does that mean? Okay. Right, but what does he do? He makes the top of the wall thicker, right? So it's facing the inside. In other words, what he'll do is, for instance, let's say he puts a bunch of stones up. The top stone, he'll get like a wider one. Okay? Okay. Vinavin milavar, right? Now the Gemara has the same question. Okay? Meaning, why not make... There's a little bit of a difference here. In the first case, what's a chazis? The first one, what's a chazis doing? What is it? It's, I'm adding something to the wall, right? I built my wall, and I add something to the wall. What? Yeah. Right? Yeah, I'll put it this way. This one, in building the wall, what do? The top stone, I buy a wider stone for the top. Okay? There's so far the difference in Igud Amri is insofar as the chazis itself. Is the chazis something that I'm adding to the wall, right? Like, I'm gluing a rock to the top of the wall, or is the chazis really, these are just the facts, or is the chazis that I'm taking the rock I put on top is wider than the other rocks? So now the Gemara is the same exact question, right? Michpa here means the top stone will be wider. Now the Gemara goes down the same exact road. The Gemara says, well, 1 second, so there's that width should stick out into my neighbor's area. So the Gemara says, why that? The Navin Milavar. No, make this thicker stone, the wider stone, facing into my area. Sean, go on. Okay, so now what could he do? So if I went ahead and, let's say I made the Chazis where? Okay? Let's get our facts clear. Rav Huna says, make the wider stone and the inside. Okay? That's the other thing that's flipped. Okay? Whereas, in our first Gemara, right, it's suggesting to build the chazis facing the neighbor first. Now the Gemara is saying, make it face the inside first. Okay? Now, if that's true, that would definitely help us clarify in the flow of the Gemara, right? Don't get confused yet. In the flow of the Gemara, that A and B are equal. That inside and outside are equal. Okay? So now the Gemara is saying, build it on the inside. So the Gemara says, why build on the inside? Maybe you should have it sticking on the outside. Oh, so what's going to happen? He's going to go ahead and do what? He's going to shear off that thicker part of the stone that's facing his area. So if I built the top stone going 3 tefachim into, Yudi's Rishos, Yudi will take off the 3 tefachim. Whatever it is. Okay? So Gemara says, Ihachi, keep going. What? Right, because of Ihachi. Okay, 1 second. So now the Gemara is funny. Now the Gemara says, again, same kind of kasha. The Gemara says, 1 second, but you say the same thing. If I went ahead and put it on the inside, life le chavre, okay? So what would the guy do? He'd make his own chazis, okay? He could always make a wider stone and put it on top of the kosel. So the Gemara, and it'll say, it's our wall. So the Gemara says, no, lipufa meida yadia, okay? So here, this is the key part. What does that mean? Right, so the best way to think about it, if you want to picture, again, this is the way I pictured it, is imagine like the wall's been there for like a month. So it started off white, and what happens over time? It fades, right? So he puts this brand new white stone on top. You'll see the difference between that new stone and the present stones in the kosel.
What if the guy does it?
Add one more point. The Gemara adds one point. Vaha, but all along, didn't the Mishnah say... Mibachutz k'tani? Okay, so now looking at both approaches, okay, the first approach says build it on the outside. Then the Gemara says why not build on the inside? Blah 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 blah. Build it on the outside's better. Second way of learning is build on the inside, right? Why not build on the outside? Blah 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 blah. Conclusion: build on the inside, right? But of the two possibilities, which is obviously the more logical way to learn? The first way, because the Mishnah says mibachutz. So the second way of learning, why would the second way of learning even get off the ground if the Mishnah said Bibachutz? Didn't that drive you nuts, Yosef? Yeah. What's going on here?
That's the best thing.
Don't answer yet. Just appreciate the question. What? I know, but okay, but follow the flow of the Gemara. And there's the Gemara starts in do I have to whiteboard this again? Is this whiteboard? Okay, so in version one, let's make it simple. The Mishnah says A, okay? But it turns out there's two ways. There's A and B. So one way to learn it is to say, build it A. The Gemara says, why not B? It goes back and forth. B is a problem. A is a problem. At the end of the day, stick with A. But the Mishnah said A. The second way of learning is build it B, right? Why start off with that premise of building B when the Mishnah says A? Why even go down that road? Why was the Ikat Amri recorded in the Gemara? I mean, it's like the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says Mi b'chutz k'tani. How would you approach this Gemara? I'm just saying, the Gemara is very difficult because, first of all, the Ikat Amri is a Sfaras Afukos, right? That's one problem, right? Ikat Amri is the first brisa goes in one direction, the second brisa reverses it. That's bad. Then, what's the difference between if it's the first way of learning Chazis as, let's call it like a sign, versus the second way of learning Chazis, which is part of the wall? Why should that make a difference? And then, what's this back and forth about inside, outside? And then, like, why does the Gemara go through the struggle of demonstrating that either way, the guy could rip the other guy off, right? All these questions need to be answered. So where do you begin? I think I would start off by saying that in the first way of learning the Gemara, the Chazis is a sign, okay? But now let's understand the function of this sign. Okay, so let's say, for example, anyone here have a dog? Okay, so do you have a beware of dog sign in front of your house? Do you? Okay, now let's think about that for a second. What's that sign doing?
It serves as a warning or a deterrent.
Good, right? Now, of course, it would make no sense to take that sign and flip it facing inside your house because then no one would know to be beware of the dog.
Unless you would say beware of whatever, yeah.
Right, I'm saying So on the surface, what the Gemara will come out and say is that why would you put the Chazis facing the outside? Because it's a sign. And what's the sign doing? It's telling the guy that this is not your wall, okay? You can even argue, I know what you're saying, that it's not complete until then. That's fine. What I'm saying doesn't contradict that, right? But certainly what I would say is if it's facing the outside, what's it doing? It's telling my neighbor, this is not your wall, okay? That's the first step in the Gemara. And that makes a lot of sense of what a sign's functioning to do, right? Its function is not to demonstrate that this is my wall, but to tell the guy, this isn't your wall, okay? And if it's almost like saying, that extra thing on there that doesn't belong, I'd make a sign that says, not your wall, okay? Now, if that's the way you look at it, now the Gemara's question of put it on the inside. Why would you put it on the inside? What Sean's saying is that the other way to look at the at this sign in quotes, okay, is to say that now if you put it on the inside, right, it's not functioning to tell anybody anything. Rather, it's changing the wall. It's saying that there's a wall, and I'm putting this like shinui that I'm attaching to the wall to demonstrate, again, on my side, to demonstrate that this is my wall, okay? But that's a change in the wall. Right, or that's a change about the wall. See, if I put the sign on the outside, I'm not changing the wall, right? I'm adding a sign to let people know this is not yours. Like, beware a dog. Like, for instance, back to Noah's case. When you put a beware a dog sign on the outside of your fence, you're not changing the fence. You're adding a sign that's telling people beware a dog. But you never call it a change in the fence. But if you put it on the inside, where the beware a dog sign is not functioning in any way, shape, or form to tell anyone anything about what's going on, so there must be that the reason why you're doing that is to do what? To change the wall itself. Okay? So that would be why you put it on the inside.
Is that not what I said?
Okay, so that's why the Gemara is trapped. The Gemara goes back and forth because the truth is that each way you go, what's the problem? What can happen either way? The guy can mess with it, right? We'll get to the idea of these Ramais soon. Why we care about, as Yosef knows, why we care about taking into account evil people. That's a separate question. I understand, fine. Yeah, but the Gemara is going to be very upset about that. But if that's true, so why is it, now what's the Havin Maskana by the scored part? Meaning the Gemara says, oh, but do it on the outside because it's true the guy can knock it off, but we can see evidence of where it was knocked off, right? That's a Maskana. But what's the Havamina? Okay, very good. Right. So what they want to say is, Very good. So the Havamina now is saying, that, okay, well, since the purpose of a sign is to project information to the seer of sign, right? So now when the sign comes off, I don't care if there's marks left over, there's no sign anymore. The idea of the sign being an addition to the walls disappeared, right? But what these two are trying to say is that no. It's true that the sign itself isn't there, but you can, but you could still have the function of the sign emerge even when there's actually no physical sign there, because exactly, yeah. Because now there's evidence that the sign was there, means the sign is still working, right? The sign is still working. It's still working because when you see those scored areas, the guy's going to say that's where the sign that told me that's his wall is. And that's still evidence that the sign exists. In other words, it's a good way to put it. Similar to Basar Beinei Shinayim. It's the remnant of the meal. This, the scored marks are the remnant of the sign. So the sign didn't cease to exist. Okay? By the way, so now the next thing to answer is, so what's the difference between the Chazis learning as an addition versus the other way of learning, which is that I widen the stone. That's clear what the difference is. But what I want to know is, how it plays out insofar as the Gemara is concerned. In the second way of learning the Chazis. In other words, the first way of learning the Chazis is the Chazis is a sign that I'm attaching to the wall. The second way of learning is saying, no, I'm widening the wall itself. Okay? All right, so what? The top, yeah. Right, well, why would the Gemara, it's just one more question I have to answer. Why would the Gemara start off in the second way of learning Chazis, where should the Chazis go? Facing the inside. Why? Okay, but it's simple. In other words, we were saying it before, we just got to bring it out now, which is that, what is a Chazis never changes the wall. What does a Chazis do? It adds something to the wall, okay? And now when it adds to the wall, now the only, what? No. If I put a sign, oh, no, I'll tell you why. If I put a beware dog sign up in front of my house, I'm not changing my house. I'm not changing it. But the second way of learning, if I put up a wider stone, it's a different wall now. Meaning everything the guy would do, right? In the first case, if the guy messes with the sign, he's not changing the wall. He's just messing with the chazis. But in the second way of learning, you're actually changing the very wall itself. The chazis is part of the wall. Right, so that's why it makes sense why the Gemara would start off by saying, well, what's the greatest demonstration this is my wall? Showing it's a different kind of wall by changing the very outline of the wall itself. The second way is saying, design the wall in a way where it's clear in the very design of the wall, this is my wall. And you know how you do that? What do you call it, Tom? Well, I would say today, what I would do is I'd build a wall, and then the top stone I'd design as an arrow facing my side. Right? So what is in the wall itself, it's clear this is my wall. But that's part of the structure of the wall. But the first way is not saying it's a structure. The first way is saying it's attaching to the wall. You understand? So that's why the Gemara would start off. That's why the Gemara would start off with that case. But what about the fact that the Mishnah says, Mibachutz? What would you say?
Mibachutz.
No.
Right.
So you're going to have to say that. The Gemara says Kasha. Because what the Gemara is saying is that halachically, mibachutz means facing outside. But obviously, the second way of learning must have had some notion of how to read mibachutz. So you'd have to say someone's line, mibachutz means, meaning that the wall goes up and it's like a, it comes off the wall. But that doesn't tell you a side. So now, what's Rav Yochanan come along and say? Rav Yochanan has a different way of learning, okay? What does he say? Milavar. Okay, so he's very funny. He comes along and says, I'll take an easy solution out of the problem. All right, it's very funny how Rav Yochanan didn't make it into the first draft, so to speak. He's brought it now. So what does he say you do? What does it mean, Nishayeya be'amta milavar? What does that mean? What do you do? Yosef? Right, but where? Right. So what you do is, I'm just going to use modern day terms, okay? I have a white wall. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take red paint and paint a horizontal strip on the top. Okay? Sure. Okay. Yeah, just along the top. Okay? So now what have I done? Okay? Now where would I put that horizontal stripe? Facing my neighbor. Okay? Outside, correct. Okay? It's the top arm on the wall. Outside. Yeah. Okay, like this is the wall. I do this here. Okay? So now here's something very funny. Because why is this different? Okay? Is it, what kind of chazis is this? it's not quite, you got to be very careful. That's why this flow we have is perfect. It's not quite external to the wall, but it isn't really part of the wall either. It's somewhere in between, right? What? Sort of, but not the structure of the wall. So is a chazis. So is a sign. Right, so what is it saying? But you can appreciate why Rav Yochanan's introduced now. If you appreciate the way Gemara methodology works, it makes a lot of sense to introduce Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan sits right in the middle. It's certainly not a beware a dog sign, but it's not part of the structure of the wall either. You never say paint is part of the structure of the wall. So now the Gemara, goes to the same back and forth. Vinavid milagayo. So where should milagav? So where should you put it? Put it facing the inside. The Gemara says no. Of it chavre milavar v'amar didi v'didehu. Right. Because what's the problem? He'll paint this side, right? Ihachi hashtanami. Right? Gilufa made the idea. Okay? Which means ultimately that same kind of concept, right? Once I paint over the wall, what's going to happen if I remove that paint? What? Yeah. It'll be muchach that there was a chazis there. Okay? So now you're stuck with the same problem. This sounds very similar to the beware of dog sign case. So what makes this different? What sort of Yochanan I'm bringing to the table here? Well, again, it's not a beware of dog sign, right? But it's also not part of the structure of the wall. So what is it? I think Yosef's word modifying the wall, I think, is the only way you can go here, okay? Just listen. If I go ahead and put a sign right in front of on my door, you wouldn't say I'm modifying my door, right? My door is the same door. I have a sign, I hung up on it, okay? But if I went ahead and let's say if I built my door differently, it's a different kind of door now. Let's say I built it with whatever protrusion sticking in and out. That's a different kind of door, right? But if I paint the door. Now, you wouldn't say it's a structural change, but I am modifying the door because color is a property of said door. So I'll give you just one other analogy. What I was thinking of, Yosef, is like this. Like, imagine there's a difference between saying I'm hanging up a painting on my wall versus painting a mural on the wall. Okay, painting the mural on the wall is changing the wall, right? But hanging a painting on the wall is not changing the wall. No. Skip ahead to, keep... Midat Shneam, right? So if they build a wall together, so what will they do? So the Gemara is going to deduce, as you saw, that they build a chazis on each side. Okay, they're going to build a chazis on each side. So this is something we haven't discussed yet. In a shutfus wall, what do? You build a chazis on each side. So the Gemara says, Amar Le Rava, Mi Parzika. This is a very good question. Why the heck, if we have a shutfus wall, why should we build a chazis on each side? Why not just build no chazis? What's the purpose of a chazis on a shutfus wall? Yeah. You're right, but I'm saying, but it's stronger to ask, now that we know what a chazis is there to do, why would you ever have a chazis on each side of the wall? So the Gemara says, Amrale, lo tzricha. Just read the Gemara. Go on, Sean. The kadem chad minayu. Vilo avid chavre. Okay, so it's very simple. Why two chazis? Because you want to prevent the possibility that what's going to happen? Right, I'll put a chazis up and say it's mine. Right, so if they put them up at the same time, the problem is the kadim chad minayo vin avid didei. He's gonna go ahead first. There's no chazis on the wall. You know what Yosef is gonna do? He's gonna, in the middle of the night, in the cover of darkness, he's gonna sneak out and put a big chazis up on the wall. And guess what happens when you put the chazis up? Bingo. Oh, or, and you're saying, it doesn't really become yours, whatever.
You can't see that was made after the wall. What's created?
Yeah. But let's say I put a sign up. I hung up beware a dog sign. Whatever the chazis is.
Why is that different from the case of before?
It's not. It's going along the same line. It's saying that the reason why there has to be two chazis on the wall is because if you put no chazis on, I could put one on. Vitana takanta l'ramaya kamashvalan. The Gemara's not bothered by your question. The Gemara's bothered by this. Now, this is a whole new phenomenon. What is this idea? This is a very difficult idea. The Gemara says that you're telling me that the Mishnah is going to record, right, a takana, right, for l'ramai, okay? Meaning, what's the job of a Tana and a Mishnah? It's to teach you halacha, okay? Dinim. But not like a takana to prevent a ramai, which is like a liar, from stealing stuff. That's not what Tanaim do in a Mishnah. They're there to teach you halacha, not to teach you these extreme situations of ramais. So Amar Lay. Veresha. Okay, so now this just shows you why, on the surface, why it's such a weak line of reasoning. Why? Okay, so there's two cases in the Mishnah. Case number one is where we don't agree to build a wall together, and therefore a chazus has to be placed on the wall. And the second case, and why is a chazus placed on the wall? Because of a ramai. And then the second case in the Mishnah is we both have to put up chazus on the wall, because if not, a ramai. So the Gemara's question is on the second case in the Gemara. Why is Gemara studying a case of a ramai? But the Gemara's question is, but 1 second, isn't the first case takanta the ramai? Because in the first case also you're dealing with a guy who's like a Russia who's going to go ahead and claim the wall as his. So not only in the centers, what kind of, the Gemara doesn't make any sense. It's saying, why would you ask takanta the ramai on the second case when it's also takanta ramai in the first case? The first case is, if you don't agree to build a wall and I build a wall on my side, I got to put up a chazus. Why do I have to put up a chazus? To stop cheaters. Oh, yeah. Right? That's a takanta the ramai. Okay, so what does the Gemara say? Amrlay, Bishlama, this is great.
Dina.
Okay. No. It's like this. When the Tana in the Mishnah starts giving over his information, so what does he do? So he goes ahead and starts giving over halacha, and now that he's in the sugya of building these walls in a certain way, he adds in this takanta ramai. So that's why it's not a real takanta ramai. Takanta ramai is where the only thing the Tana cites is that. But in the first part of the Mishnah, that's not what's happening. He's citing halacha. And by the way, since I'm talking about this halacha, you should just know, build a chazis because of liars. But Sean, the seifa, elo seifa, dina ktane, diktane takanta. But there's no new din being taught in the seifa. It's simply a pure takanta de ramai. Okay? Okay, so back to the original question. So, since when did Tanaim quote the content of Ramai? So, Gemara says, Amar Ravina. Okay, so in our case, in the Seifa, dealing with a case of Hutze, right? What's Hutze? Close. Right, you remember that? Okay. Well, what? Oh, okay. Okay, so Vinishna Dinze. Oh, sorry, Lafuke. What? Keep going.
Lafuke mida baye damar hutsa leitle kanta ela
bishtara. Kamash malam bechazes sagya. Did you guys figure out what this means? Let's make it simple. I can't hang up a sign on a flimsy wall because what's going to happen to the wall? All right, so in a case where, so a body held, in a case where I'm building this kind of wall, I can use the chazas. Rather, what do I have to use? A shtar, right? Which, by the way, is always the easy solution for all these problems, okay? But anyway, I got to use a shtar. I mean, we have to have a contract that says we built this wall. That's a good question, okay? So the Gemara says, kamash malan b'chazas sagya, right? That what? What's a kamash malan? I could do it. In other words, the Gemara, in our Mishnah, is teaching you against a baye. That even on a flimsy wall, I would be allowed to hang up a sign.